From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Taylor Coward.
I'm Jennifer Shea Love Bowers.
And I'm Cheryl Jackson. And this is our series finale, the final episode of When Magic Happens. We've gone through almost every emotion on this show. We've laughed, we've cried, we've encouraged, and we've been encouraged.
And not to mention all of the amazing guests and guest hosts that we have had the pleasure of sitting with.
And today, magical producer Brianna Garrett here. I'm on the mic and I get to sit down with my hosts.
There's been so much magic since the start of the show, and we want to celebrate all of the magic, leave some with you, our When Magic Happens family, and we're going to take some with us.
More magic after the break.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. How are we feeling?
That's a good question.
We have gotten the news.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bittersweet.
The news from the news.
Right. That's a good way to put it. Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Glad that it happened.
Yes.
Kind of sad to see it go.
More than a year. We've been on more than a year. Yeah. I think that is like something to be so proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many episodes altogether?
We're at about 67.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I feel really proud about that.
Yeah.
I am. To come to the studio week after week when we had canceled flights, when we had to figure out, you know, new situations with how we were going to record in closets, being here.
Ernestine's closet. Okay.
Man, it was a lot, but I am so grateful that I could have been on this journey with y'all. I think you guys are really easy hosts to work with by month five.
Yeah. By month five. We were here the first five
God
months.
Bless you all.
You know, you're on the air a lot, Jennifer, in your role as a radio personality. But is Taylor, is this a first for you? Being on a podcast, a host?
Yeah, it's definitely my first time hosting a podcast. Mm-hmm. Don't let it be the last. Book me for your podcasting needs. But yeah, I think this was such an honor and such a great platform to have. And yeah, it just kind of fell into place, I think. Yes. And so it was really great to do.
I think of it as like the it's something is ending, but it's also beginning.
Doors will open.
Yeah, because it's sort of like you have this experience, you've built these wonderful new relationships, mm-hmm. but you've also learned a lot about yourself. Mm-hmm. You've learned a lot about other people and identified new strengths that you have and new skills that you have. And so while it is certainly bittersweet, it also is the beginning and the opportunity for something new too.
Yeah.
And I also think that making this show and having listened to it also as a listener mm-hmm. has been like a gift. So I feel like if anything, we're taking so much more than we're just leaving out on the plate.
Yeah.
So I think there was a lot of laughter. Yes. So many moments. Yes. My favorite moment.
What was yours?
My most recent favorite moment was Jennifer literally saying that she neutralizes people. I mean, when I see things happen, you know, I neutralize the situation.
I neutralize people.
And then Taylor's like, she kills them.
Such a men in black answer.
Yes. The comedic timing I think that you guys have is like on like comedians level. Truly.
Have you ever been in school or with colleagues and you had to do the group project, you know, it's always been like, you know, the dreaded group project. Yeah. It means you have to work.
I got to carry all these people.
I got to work with a lot of personalities. Yeah. I got to da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So, you know, initially it felt a little like this is a group project. You know, I got to figure it all out. But then it became the space where I could sort of exhale. Mm. And I knew I would have some fun. I get to come here and wasn't work.
Yeah.
Like at all. Mostly because, magical producer, you were doing all the work. Okay.
Right.
So we just got to come in here and run our mouths. Okay.
But yeah, it was a space I looked forward to, much like you do when you're on your group text with your girlfriends. Yeah. You just look forward to hanging out.
Yeah. So what was the funniest moment for you recently? Or just in general?
In general? I think a funny moment. These are the things that are imprinted on my mind when I think about you all on this show. Jennifer and her escapades and how she talks about openly about her sexuality, her sex life, and men always has me in stitches. So the episode that we did on sex.
Oh, that was funny.
That was fun.
That was funny. That
Girl, was fun. Taylor, you missed it. Okay.
Shout out Dr. Williams.
Okay, yes. Shout out Dr. Williams. And Taylor, what the imprint on my mind you know, are the episodes that I knew nothing about. It's all the weird stuff, the nerd stuff. Okay.
Yes.
And and you would just bring it. I was like a sponge soaking it all up. But your sense of humor and comedic timing is great. Taking odd topics and making a lot less odd, but funny and very approachable. I think I really enjoyed that. The one on UFOs, you know, all that the nerdette one, all the weird stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like totally into those episodes.
Mine is you, Miss NDE, when you were just like, I pierced the veil. I think that you are a true weirdo, and I love that about you. Because you wouldn't otherwise know or guess.
Yeah.
And you were just like, I know there's another realm. And we were just like, what?
What?
Like, someone follow up on that.
Right. And then, or when you were just like, well, I had my favorite astrology books growing up, and I knew this magazine had the better ones, and, you know, Better Home and Gardens had this one. And like, I just think learning so much about, these are things you don't talk about in everyday conversation, which I think is such a great part of the show, is that it allowed for us to have conversations, like I've said before, like with multiple generations on an even playing field. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times one voice is going to be diminished, whether that be to ageism on any end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we didn't really do that here. And I think I was fortunate that we got to just deep dive on literally everything. We've talked about food and wine. We have talked about maternal health. We have talked about piercing the veil and near-death experiences. And so it just was great to learn so much about all of you. And like you said, Jennifer, like I also learned a lot about myself and also realized I really enjoy this type of work. And so now I can say, like, I have this type of experience. And so it just is, like, just such a good experience. And I think we are all leaving with good things overall, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What have you guys learned about yourselves? Are you different than when we met you a little over a year ago?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-oh. I think I, you know, feel more comfortable sharing about myself, you know, that I before had a hard time deciding what I wanted to reveal. But what this has helped me do is just feel very confident about, this is Jennifer. This is where I am at this phase in my life. And I feel very authentic about delivering it. And I'm not concerned necessarily about what other people feel or think about it. Mm-hmm. This is kind of who I am right now. And so I have appreciated having that freedom to just talk about, as you said, Taylor, just things, all kinds of things, you know, some things I didn't even know, like the indie, like I didn't even know. But I just,
have y'all been down that rabbit hole yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Keep me out that hole.
Not yet. What about you, Taylor?
Like what I've learned about myself? Just storytelling and like, I think I learned, you know, a lot of people just hop on the mic and start talking. And I think there's other ways to make a show. And so I feel like I really learned the, you know, the power of sitting down and kind of knowing what you want to say beforehand. And then like Jennifer, I also do feel there comes a comfort when you are kind of, I don't know, forced to share. You get more comfortable with it. And I think that's a good skill because that can also translate to how you interact with people on an interpersonal level, like in your daily life, being able to share with people and be open. So I think that was a great like life skill to learn.
And you're supposed to be making new friends, right, this
yeah.
year?
Yeah. They're actually listening to this right now.
This is great. They,
shout out to Donovan and Michaela. Donovan texted me and was like, I hope we're friends now, because he heard the episode where I said I went to New York, I met some people, oh, and like neat. I hope that we become friends. Mm. And so I think that like we also, there is like power in it, just speaking and putting stuff out into the world.
Yes.
And so I think like what a beautiful platform to be able to do that, just to like say, I'm going to do this thing, and then you do it or it happens. Yeah. And I can think of things that all three of us have said that have come to life, like in the over a year that the show has been on. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just like empowering people to just speak out and say what you feel and say what you want. And like, I will continue to do that, like, even once our show is over.
Wow. What about you, Brianna?
Yeah.
What have you learned about
18
yourself?
Languages and.
Not 18. Not 18.
Six.
If we're counting.
If we're counting. Tiens va conti.
There she go. You know about everything. What have you learned? You're like goodness. A professional podcaster.
Oh, my goodness. I think with every show that I have done, this has been my favorite. And mostly because we got to shape and sculpt this show the way we wanted it to. Mm-hmm. I think having listened to you guys' voices so much, like so much of my last year has been me having Cheryl, having Jennifer, having Taylor in my ear several times. I'm like, oh, she messed up on that line. Let me, you know, run it over. Oh, this is what she meant. Let me go find the tape that she did better on. And I think like by listening to you guys so much, I've learned you as people. And I get to like listen to you guys in kind of like my little isolated room. That sounds weird. And I know I'm not like trying to sound like a serial killer on the mic, but I've been able to really get to know you guys through your stories, through the way you've opened up. I think outside of you guys, the person that's listening to you the most is me. So I'm like, okay. she did phenomenally on this episode, or she grew in this way. And so for myself, I think as a storyteller and as someone who strives to, well, my life's mission has always been to be radically empathetic. Mm-hmm. You guys have taught me a new way of empathizing. I find myself thinking about Jennifer's bubbliness and her effervescence in a way that's never cliched, but like someone that thinks of opportunity and abundance because she's experienced a lot and because she's, you know, remade herself. Mm-hmm. And then when I think about you, Taylor, I'm like, why is this young person so old-minded in the sense of like her references and her reference points? But then because I've heard your stories over a year and some change, I've gotten to know you as, you know, the person you are, of course, outside the show, but like Taylor works really hard to not only be palatable, but to also be translatable in different situations. You've had to take a couple hits from people that have been older than you. Mm-hmm. And I think that the way that you kind of level your own expectations for the room around you is really amazing. Mm-hmm. And then with Cheryl, my God, to have literally been at the apex of cancer and life-changing events like that, but to come out so strong and to now even be so mature as to say that like the girl boss in me deserves to be loved and the girl boss in me deserves a hug and to love yourself the way that you do, and also to be very open, because you being a CEO, I find that it would be hard to be as open and vulnerable as you are on this mic, but to have seen you do that has been an example for me who wants to be a girl boss but wants to take a nap. For sure.
That's right. Amen.
So,
that.
I would say that I have learned a lot of ways to empathize because of you three. And I feel like I've grown as a listener because I get to listen to you guys and your amazing stories every week.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
Don't cry.
Oh, we're giving you a hug, Brianna.
I know.
That was magical.
When I think the word magical, I think Brianna really does capture it.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know if y'all in her business, like I'm trying to be in her business.
I'm dead.
Okay, after hours. What is this child doing now? Okay, what is this child? You are...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm fascinated by you. You do so many different things.
Thank you.
I truly am. I really am. And I'm like, okay, where does this come from? Where is this energy... You know, what is this? I don't know. But I'm very fascinated by how diverse your friends are and your interests mm-hmm. and your boldness, your quirkiness, your six languages. I don't have that same sort of desire to. I'm just very fascinated by you. I need to spend some more time with you to figure you out.
Absolutely. But, I won't cut you.
But
off.
You and the show is magical. So much of the personality of the show is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you've caught our voices and writing and how you mix it up and edit it is just, I think, fabulous. So thank you for making me, not these two, they sound fabulous, making me sound not like a fool, okay, on these here mics, okay?
So you guys are fantastic. Deeply, oh, I know I didn't just mess up
the
cardinal
producer,
rule.
Not the producer.
The producer got a phone.
Okay.
No.
I just messed up the cardinal rule, okay. Y'all.
All right.
But it's my mother.
Okay, well, then we always take our mama's
call. On the mic.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, you're on the mic. This is our final recording of When Magic Happens. What do you want to say to the people?
How's it going, Brittany?
Thank you. That was great. All right, I'm going to let you go because I am on the mic for When Magic Happens.
For real, for real.
Okay.
Peace. Okay. All right, peace out. Eight down down. Bye-bye.
Eight down. You are so silly.
I have to say, that is the thing that I love about you most, Brianna, is your creativity.
Creativity.
Your writing.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
It's so interesting, like, the pithiness, the create, mm-hmm. just the clever, like, it's just so clever, you know?
Smart.
And so I always enjoy, you know, once you've shared with us the script and the outline, like, oh, where are we going to take this? You know, it's just always so interesting. And me personally, I'm a fan of the fits.
Oh,
okay.
I am a fan. Of the fits, baby.
I'm like, I literally be laughing out loud. Alone.
She does those fit checks on IG.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I'm here for the fit checks. Please don't stop that.
I will
Y'all
not
watch
stop.
Those.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Follow at Project Reality. Okay.
Oh, plug my goodness yourself. Gracious. Plug yourself.
No, literally. You know, has this show inspired some new goals for you guys? Because, you know, we did do a growth hour with Dr. Johnson, Dr. Grace Johnson. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like throughout the show, you guys have been growing, but I don't know about something, but I felt like you guys unlocked some new characters that day.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys working on? I'm nosy, too.
Well, I'll go first. I'm working on myself, but I'm focused on my kids mm-hmm. launching, mm-hmm. you know, sending my son off to school. He's picked a school, and I'm excited about that.
Can I say something about your mothering that I've only noticed from a distance that's incredible and yeah. inspiring to me? I think that you have placed your children in such a position to succeed mm-hmm. that is so admirable. You have literally made so many sacrifices and have still maintained your sense of self while also giving them the opportunity to see what it looks like when you reinvent yourself. Aww. And so when I hear about the things that you're doing for your kids, the privacy that you hold for them, the space that you hold for them, and then the little tidbits that you give us, yeah. I just think, yeah, this is momming. This is like momming and also self-nurturing.
Yeah.
So shout out you. All right.
Thank
and
you.
Back to you on the mic.
Oh, thank you. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I already told y'all how proud I am about this whole golf situation.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes up for Galapagos.
Different G.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Come on.
In doing this, this has pushed me to do things that I really want to do, mm-hmm. you know, and recognizing that, hey, I could do this, I could do this, I could do, you know, and I plan to have some pretty major adventures that I'm very excited about and ready for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. I yes. think, just being more open to creativity mm-hmm. in terms of artistic endeavors.
Okay.
Because I think, like, my work background mm-hmm. otherwise is not in the arts. But I grew up in the arts.
Yeah, you're literally a master thespian.
Like,
yeah.
No. Never,
and a makeup artist.
Never did acting.
And a stage director.
Period. But, like, I did choir growing up. And then I did theater in high school. And then, like, I grew up with a musical family, like we play the piano in the home and like.
Not the Jacksons.
But then otherwise, I don't really do anything artistic. And so mm-hmm. I feel like this was me this was a door to get back into being a creative. Yeah. And rediscovering what it means to be creative now as an adult. And so I'm excited to do that now.
Wow. What about you, Cheryl?
Yeah. You're supposed to be, like, aren't you an actual whole artist with a whole artist degree?
I know.
You're supposed to be arting this year. What's going on?
I was in this hotel in Memphis, boutique hotel, and they have this lounge, beautiful, funky lounge bar area, and you have to take an elevator up to it. And when you open the doors of the elevator, they have the walls covered in this wallpaper. And the wallpaper is these kind of Greek mythical ethereal figures. Mm-hmm. And they're in forest and everyone's nude but strategically covered with leaves. And they're all white. Mm. And it's kind of, it was jarring because Memphis, I think, has the largest black population. It's Chocolate City, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you walk into the elevator, it's like, mm-hmm. and I just kind of remember being kind of like, feeling some kind of way about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I complained or shared my opinion.
There you go.
Concerns with the manager of the lounge. He was like, you know what? Everybody in the staff has a problem with that. And he mm-hmm. was white. He goes, it's just, what is this? And it's not very, it's disrespectful. So anyway, long story short, I ended up writing him. He's like, please, please write in. So I did. I wrote in. And I was making my case about why it was disrespectful. And I found it offensive. And so I said, it's not that the art itself, because I got my degree in painting and drawing. I studied under the foremost 20th century artists like Ed Paschke and Bill Conger and Valerio. And so I got to, I'm like, yeah, that is a part mm-hmm. of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, like, don't at me. Don't come for me like I don't know art. I know art. Yeah. And mm-hmm. sort of reclaiming that. I do need to do that. I don't know why I keep putting it off.
Do you know what I expected?
What?
I expected you to say you pulled out a brown colored pencil.
And went in?
And you colored everybody in. I did not.
Girl, I ain't trying to go to jail, okay?
She's like, I did some editing. I did some editing in the lounge.
But so I connected with that part of myself. Mm-hmm. I think what I've learned from this show, you know, as the oldest and the representing the Gen X in the house. I am not challenged with sharing, and it's just kind of how I've always rolled. So I'm not challenged with, and especially after I did the TEDx talk on my life, Grit and Grace, mm-hmm. some the most painful part of my life. I was freaked out before I gave that talk, but something released in me after that talk. But what's been nice about this is it's just coming to a place where I don't have to prove mm-hmm. anything to anybody.
Yes.
What is it that you wrote for me in the earlier script? Point blank period. Okay. This is me. Point blank period.
Come on.
I'm learning how to step more fully into that space, that point blank period space. Also, you know, I've been in my career and my life, I've had to step up and have answers and be and to have something to say. Mm-hmm. Always be at the ready with a word. So what this experience has taught me, I don't have to be at the ready with a word. Mm-hmm. I can just listen mm-hmm. and take it in. And I'm, you know, that's not being interpreted as unknowing or not knowing. I don't have to worry about that, how that's being interpreted. So that's being more comfortable with being, you know, who I am, not having to prove myself, and then just being in a place of being. And I think it's what this show has gifted me.
Mm-hmm. How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask Curious City anything about the Chicago area. Yeah, anything.
My dad was reminded of a cafe on Sheridan called It's Here. So I was wondering if there's any information on the folk music scene in Chicago then and now.
Send your questions to wbez.org/curiouscity. And it could be the focus of a future episode.
What do we want our audience to leave with?
Some joy. Mm-hmm. Inspired in their own lives, mm-hmm. for their own heart's desire.
Yeah.
Maybe feeling affirmed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, affirmed.
Yeah.
That's the big one for me.
From our generational perspective, I hope that I helped to recontextualize and reshape how people see Gen Z. And I think that there is a rap that we are lazy, that we don't work hard, and that we don't have depth, that we're just on TikTok, making TikToks, looking for quick money is the thing I hear a lot too. Mm. And we are hard workers. We are in the workplace everywhere. So support us. Don't tear us down. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that I helped contribute toward that.
I love that. I want people, I think similarly, but in a different way, to think about the expansiveness of Black women.
Yeah.
We love different things. We enjoy doing different things. We are different people. And though we have the similarity of being this common experience of being Black women, that is for sure, we all think differently. We all approach life differently. We are all on a different path and walking this road in a completely different way. And I think the beauty of this for me too has just been an opportunity to grow in that way. You know, hearing your story and Cheryl's story and Brianna's story, and recognizing just how, even within being a Black woman, how diverse we are.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. we're all very different, but we're also very similar. So that's something that I'd like for people to walk away with.
Some of us are from New Mexico.
Okay. Oh my God.
Some of us are from New Mexico. Well, this makes me think of one of my funniest moments. Cheryl couldn't remember where Jennifer was from. And she said the most random, I wish I could remember. She's like, where are you from again?
North Dakota.
Idaho.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
So random. But I think that goes to how many people, Black women, do you know from New Mexico that are on-air personalities and are like fitness enthusiasts and are the funnest, flirtiest people you know? How many almost 6 feet tall women do you know that will stomp this city in a stiletto heel?
Stomp them.
And have no cares about it, will proudly display and talk about what you went through with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And like, I think I had just met you and you were like, look at how real this tattooed nipple looks.
Yeah. Yes.
And because you stand on business, you are proud of who you are. Mm-hmm. Like what you have been through has made you. And I just think that just such great representations to have on the show, because mm-hmm. as everybody says, like, Black women are not a monolith.
That's
and I,
right.
I definitely think we show like beautiful glittering sides of what yes. Black women can be.
That's right.
Yeah.
And don't forget you this guys, magical producer over here.
His yes.
Six language speaking self. I mean,
give us a word from all six, please.
Oh my gosh.
Like a statement.
Oh my gosh. C'était vraiment une bonne expérience de faire ce show avec les trois femmes là. Great experience making the show with you.
We.
Oh my gosh. Oh, 我很喜欢这个show, 因为我的 host 都是很好的人.
Which one was that?
Chinese. and espero que ustedes han disfrutado de esta experiencia.
Sí, girl.
And what was the other ones? The Arabic. Yes. Oh, girl. The Arabic is so
no,
decent.
This is the one I've been
Let's
waiting
hear
on.
It. I
no,
hear
no, that's
it.
Actually not that good.
We've been waiting on this one.
Guys, I can give you. I'm gonna give you numbers.
Hey. Okay, give us numbers.
واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة. Okay.
Well, yes.
There we go. There we go.
Okay.
Shout out my boy Amir, Achi, Salam. No,
I love
I was
it.
Gonna say something about your point about it was going to be something about you guys and how amazing you are.
Can I briefly just say,
please,
you definitely are a great representation for people that need that push to travel. Like, you are like a world explorer in a very real sense. And you're, it reminds me of when Erin was on the show, mm-hmm. and was like, she was talking about, like, I help out on like farms, like, mm-hmm. like when I'm at the place, and like you get entwined, you learn the language of the places that you're going. And I feel like that's so inspirational, because like I see a lot of Black women travelers and you're like, well, that's cool. But like you make it tangible, and you go frequently, and you just are like, oh, I'll be right back. I'm going to Morocco, but BRB. and I think that is also like in this cocktail of Black women and what we can provide. You definitely are that, of like globe trotting, making your stamp on the world. And I think that is great for people to hear and see, because it's scary to go out there. And you have gone to places that I have wondered how we are perceived as Black women. Yes. And you go and you report back. And
okay. I just reporting to you live.
Woman on the ground. And I think that is so special and important to have.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. You guys are also doing the work. I remember the thing I wanted to say. I hope that all of the listeners, Black women or non-Black women, who have been listening, that includes even our engineers that have been here with us.
Maria!
Shout out to Maria Lopez.
Maria!
Shout out to Dave Miska. Shout out to Ethan Schwab. Shout out to Deshaun Smith, who have been with us this last year.
We drug y'all into our shows.
Okay.
You know,
but I just listening to them laugh at your guys' jokes or participate or even cry, especially when we did our Black maternal health episode with Dr. Nicole Williams. Again, shout out her. I think that just goes to show how much of an impact this show has. And I think that the representation that you guys have provided on the topics that interest us and the things that pertain to our Black womanhood and beyond have resonated with people that aren't necessarily within our communities and have our lived experiences. And so I hope that people that listen to the show have found permission to be themselves and have found identification in some ways to you all, not with the specificity of what you like, but literally the bravery that you have to show it and to be yourselves on the mic every week. So I hope that after having listened to this show, and hopefully consistently, if y'all are real ones, okay?
Or go listen to old ones.
Or go listen to old ones, okay?
You still got time.
You still got time. And rate us 5 stars. That you have permission to be yourself, because this is what it looks like.
Well, you did a good job.
We have changed a lot in just a year.
Uh-oh.
Like, no, I mean, honestly, like, I mean, Cheryl lived here when we started.
And Taylor's in braids.
Yeah, I do have braids right now. I do have a boho braid.
Yeah. We love it.
But like, I don't know. I just think of like what we were doing, where we were a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I see good change. And I think as this change is happening with the show coming to an end, I feel like it is, you know, there's hurt there, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's also, like we said earlier at the top of the show, like a room for growth. Room for new doors to open, and more creativity in all of our lives. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, I don't know. I just go back and listen to our first episode and then come listen to this one. And like you will feel change. It just is a different type of show with maybe different types of people.
Yeah, it's a journey for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for me, this is a different kind of marker. Usually when things end, I'm on to next. I'm deuces. I don't do the big, you know, goodbyes. Mm-hmm. I'm just not that emotionally attached in a way. So maybe that's something to discuss with my therapist at some later point. But with this show, I find myself wanting to linger a while before deuces, I'm out.
Yeah.
To linger a while. So I think
you're going to be lingering. Because we still got that group text.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? So I still got that bikini
lingering,
too, challenge.
And the marathon.
And the marathon.
And the traveling.
And yes, we have accountability.
We have check-ins.
That's right.
We have check-ins today.
There's some check-ins.
Yeah. So. And then, you know, the city is still here.
Right.
And since everybody's traveling, you can see each other in different cities. Taylor, you're going to go to Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How? Oh. And you're going to Magic City. That's really exciting.
Magic City. We've heard Chocolate City and Magic City in the same conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Chocolate it's City chocolate at City Magic City.
Magical Chocolate City.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I love that.
That is awesome.
So what are you going to be doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Miss Ma'am.
Jesus and I have started to embark on this journey of pursuing a career that I've always said I would do after I did the journalism thing. So I'll see how it goes. But I have an exam that's really pivotal to this career track. I can't even say it. And I'm not because I'm secretive. I'm not secretive at all. It's just that the Lord and I are on this thing for 40 days and we are tapping in. We are locking in on this thing. So literally on June 9th, I'm going to tell y'all.
Period.
Period.
I'm with that.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah, that is exciting. But
I know it involves adventure, travel in another country.
It does. I actually have a podcast coming up. Oh, this is a great way to unveil it. Yeah. Look at my phone. Oh, hold on. Let me turn up the brightness. Boom.
You can pass the phone.
Can you take one, pass it down?
Absolutely. Take one, pass it down. Exactly. I'm working on my podcast, Cousins, and it's been something I've been working on since last September, and it's finally going to launch this late spring, which is the launch date is supposed to be in June.
Is it you and your actual cousins?
It's me and my actual cousins, but the show is literally about like the international diaspora, the African diaspora, and beyond. And each week I sit down with a cousin from the diaspora and we talk about life's topics. So when it comes out, y'all be the first to know. And will I invite my hosts to be guests on the show? Yes. Yes, I will. I'll even come to you.
I'm excited. I can't wait for this project. Cannot wait for this project. Now, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that GoFundMe page together like I
told
you?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't do it. And Taylor is, I don't even look at Taylor. Taylor's like, put the link on
look,
the.
You know what? Abundance. And we're talking abundance. But also, like I said earlier, speaking out what you want. You know, not even being woo-woo, but you don't know who's listening to this right now.
Oh, wow.
And like, say what you want, say what you feel, and then see what comes from it. So Brianna is going to make a GoFundMe. Where are you going? Asia?
I'm going to Asia. Where? I'm going to
where you wanna go?
Manila first. Okay. Then I'm going to Taipei, Taiwan.
Period.
To Busan and Seoul, Korea.
Yes.
And then ending in Tokyo and Kyoto, Japan.
So we need
so she's
to get
on an Asian world tour.
Okay.
Beyonce ain't the only one.
Okay.
No,
Beyonce.
This ain't Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yes. Get her on
Help
a flight.
Me out.
Yes.
So this GoFundMe is to get you on your Asian swing.
On my Asian swing.
With leg room.
Maybe I'll
plane.
Be ambassading in the Asian continent.
I know that's right. Y'all don't know who, when you sow into other people's lives,
that's
how
right.
that's going to bless you.
Come on.
So come on, get this link up so we can bless you.
Link up. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Plant thank your you. Seed here.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I did want to say some seed. Thank yous to you guys. I didn't write them down because this is off the cuff. I'll be thanking you in a bar style, much like Kendrick Lamar.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
Maria, drop a beat.
Do you need Maria, a beat?
Don't you got
you
a beat?
Beat?
Can you do a beat?
Yeah.
You can do oh, dang, this is sad. Oh, okay, that works. Give my thanks to the hosts. They be out here doing the most. Shout out to Taylor, face looking mean. Body always right, and you know she really clean. Thank you to Jen, taking ATL. She'll take a man from heaven down to hell. Ooh, thank you. Big Cheryl Energy, about to do it up, and you know she getting men's. Oh, about to be in the airport winking. Hope your man ain't never ever stinking. Ooh, get that bag, never sinking. Ooh, do a wave, now she blinking. Ooh, thank you, WMH. Ooh, and you know we lost a beat. Ooh,
we did. Damn.
Bring it back, get it.
Oh my god,
did you do that off the top of your head?
Of course.
Wow. That was some Jay-Z.
Yet
stuff
another
right
talent oh of Brianna.
Yeah. MC B Light.
Period. Yo, okay. The journalism thing is done. I'm going to be a rapper.
She's a raptress.
Drake, watch out for me.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you all for trusting me with this vision, with this show, with your voices, and for also contributing so much and being so vulnerable, for growing and taking so much, and also not letting life bog you down to make this show, to come into the studio every other week to make almost over 60 episodes. I'm grateful for your time, and I'm always grateful for your brilliance.
Well, you got to shout out Tracy Brown. This is her baby, her vision, and the boldness to center Black women like this in a podcast at NPR. It's no small feat. Yep. So I'm so appreciative for that.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Awesome.
Anybody else we got to thank?
We got to thank Brendan.
Brendan.
Oh.
Yes.
Brendan was a professional herder of
cats.
With that's his Brendan. Job.
Shout out to Kevin.
Yes, Kevin. I like Kevin.
Yeah, uh-huh. Me too.
Yes.
I just want to say it was nice meeting you. I mean, I know that's like very, you know, I don't want to be informal, but also like I don't think we otherwise would have met.
Absolutely
and,
not.
And so, you know, this is just one of those things, you know, when you just get put together, unexpectedly. And so, yeah, happy for that.
Me too.
Me too. Glad to that our paths crossed.
Some would say thank you for being a friend.
Oh, there you go. It's your song, girl.
Been down the road and back again.
Your heart is true,
but you're a pal and a confidant.
And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift from me for me.
You're consistent, and Cheryl.
She has said that before. And the and card attached would say,
please,
thank you for being a friend.
I got that line right.
You did, Cheryl.
Thank you for being a friend.
Hey.
The one thing we will not do as a crew is karaoke. Because the one thing Cheryl don't know is the
word. I do not know the word.
Hey, sweet dreams are desperate.
Made of beans.
Hey.
We were like, what? Oh my God.
She
went, hey.
How do you add an A to sweet dreams? Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Wow. Awesome.
And that's a wrap for our final When Magic Happens episode.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Ow! Show your appreciation of the show by giving us 5 stars, no less, on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts. And don't think that this is the last you'll ever hear from us. Follow all of us to keep up with what we're doing online. You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
You can find me, Jennifer Shea Love Bowers, on Instagram at Being Shea Love.
And you can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on social media at Cheryl Jackson. That's Cheryl with an E.
And you can find me, Brianna Garrett, on Instagram at Project Reality. That's Project B Reality.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is Chief Content Officer, and engineering by Maria Lopez. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you somewhere else on the internet.
Bye.
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 But it ain't no lie.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey.
is that Britney Spears?
Close.
Oh, ex-lover. Cheryl. This is insane.
His
Cheryl.
Who was that?
NSYNC, Justin NSYNC. Timberlake. Ciao. JC Chazé, Joey Fatone.
Oh my gosh.